For Karen Abel, what started as learning more about her grandfather has grown into sharing the story of World War II's Aleutian Island campaign. And it's brought her more than 6,000 miles from her home in Florida to see firsthand where he served 74 years ago. KUCB's Zoe Sobel has the story.
Growing up in Winnipeg, Karen Abel never heard about her grandfather's service in the Royal Canadian Air Force. For a year, from June of 1942 to June of 1943, Robert Lynch was stationed in the Aleutians as a member of the 111F Squadron. After the war, his medals were in their living room and his uniform hung in the closet, but it's just something the family never talked about. When he died in 1996, she discovered his flight logs and photographs, and she became inspired to create a blog.
Once I started to tell his story to other people and talk about the war in Alaska, most people had never heard about what happened here. And that broke my heart, that so many people were up here fighting and so many lives were affected and nobody knew their story.
The blog grew and she began sharing the stories of other veterans of the Aleutian campaign. As a single mom with her own business, Karen is not able to write every day, but the project has blossomed into a part-time job.
Any spare chance I get, I will probably be writing. I have said that if I could get paid for this, I would do this full-time. That's how much I love it.
For her second trip to Alaska, Karen chose a two-week World War II historical tour through Valor Tours. It brought her from Adak to Attu and back to Unalaska with stops in Kiska, Umnak, and Chernovsky.
It's like a living museum to go there and see how things were and to see the guns, and you get to touch them and feel them and see where they were placed in action. It's not in a museum, not behind glass, not polished. It is exactly as it was.
She was the first family member of a veteran to go on the trip.
A lot of people will know about battles. They knew a lot about guns, strategy maybe. I'm more interested on the effect that the war had on people, how people lived, who was fighting, who were the ones going in this brutally harsh, desolate island and living and fighting.
And the trip inspires her to keep writing.
You know, you think that this big journey might be the ending. You know, oh, I reached my goal. It's the ending. I made it to the Aleutian Islands. But for me, it doesn't feel like the ending. It actually feels like a beginning.
Karen thinks her grandfather would be proud of her work.
And he deserves to feel like that. He deserves it. And they all deserve it. So that's why I write. They all deserve to feel proud. And they deserve to be heard.
Her next big project is working alongside the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C. to develop an exhibit that shares the history of the Aleutian campaign. And the museum already has a plane on display that her grandfather flew. In Unalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.